Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Every week, I like to check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, you finally found a house. You put the offer in. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Anna, I check my email every 30 seconds. I can't even take it.
When did you submit the offer?
Yesterday.
And they haven't replied yet?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But that's normal because, they want to make you wait a little bit. They want to contemplate. They got to look at everything. I get that.
She had to fix the paperwork because I put the wrong date on every single page
that
when I signed
right.
it.
Yeah. Right. Raven was freaking out here because you were talking to people on the street and he's like, she's got to be quiet. And I'm like, relax. It's fine. Everything is going to be okay.
I was talking to my girlfriends. I wasn't talking to people on the street.
Yeah.
Her girlfriend's got some big mouth.
All right.
Oh, they're listening right now. You're in trouble.
Yep.
How has he been throughout the process?
He's been good. I've actually been the neurotic one. I seriously, Anna, read that disclosure probably 25 times. My poor agent, I probably called there 7 times yesterday. I didn't even say who I was at some point in the day. I was just like, hi, it's me again.
So, all right, so that's going awesome. I hope everything goes okay. And you guys filed taxes yesterday, too. He's been freaking out about this for weeks. What happened?
He filed our taxes yesterday. I was not present.
Okay. And you can hear the disappointment in her voice. Like,
why?
Like, I changed the tax code or raised our tax limit or something like that. When I texted her what we got back, and this is the guy, again, that she set the appointment with and brought me to, she's like, what? What did you do wrong?
Oh, I did not say that. I said it doesn't make sense. It can't be right.
Why? What happened?
The return was quite a bit lower than I expected it to be.
And she didn't want to be a part of it. She just wanted the money. She just wanted the money to fall from the sky and land in her lap.
I'm into that. I get it. Like, I get so excited every year, and then every year I have to pay or we break even. It's right.
See, that's the thing. So I told her, I was like, you know something, looking at these new forms, like, we did all right. We did well. I mean, even the CPA was like, hey, nice job. Like, fist pumped me.
Well, right, because you have to pay him.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. What would he say? He wouldn't be like, hey, you were bad.
You guys did
I was awesome.
Right.
But you guys weren't that good.
So you have a little bit of disappointment, but you can't really hold him responsible for that. I mean, he's been crunching numbers.
No, I don't hold him responsible. I spent 10 years as a single mom, Anna. So
yeah.
I always got a nice return. And now it's like, hey, we're grown-ups and married, and we're screwed.
Right. The kid's out of the house, and we both have real jobs.
So what would you give him as a grade this week?
I'm going to give him a B.
I've
been pretty neurotic this week, and other than the few times he snapped at me, which were not nice, he did well. He handled it well.
This is funny, though, because this is the first time she's actually said she's been neurotic. So that's nice. As a precursor, that might have helped me before my snappish episodes.
Right. Well, we know when we're being crazy, but like it's not.
But you
up
won't
to you.
Tell the man in your life,
right? Like you know, it's like a silent code. Like I'm having a moment. You accept that this is what it is. It'll be over in a little bit. Like just brace yourself, so we all survive. That's how it works.
I just told you and everybody who's listening.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well,
that's almost the same thing as telling your husband, right?
Right. Yeah. Instead of telling one person, she just told a million. You should be thankful.
Right.